Hello and welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And for a little story to start today, yesterday we went to a cat cafe with our parents and it was great because kittens. Cats and kittens.
Are we going to put any pictures?
Yeah, why not?
We'll put some. We might put some.
Yeah.
Around.
If none of us are in the background, but yeah, there were two separate rooms. One had like older cats and the other one had mostly kittens. And just like I expected. So first of all, I have to preface this with I'm not the cat-est person. I like cats. And I like dogs. I don't like to choose, but I do have more experience with dogs than cats.
I like both too, but I like cats.
So
I want a cat.
So I just had the inkling that, yeah, the adult cat room is probably not going to be popping. Like, you know, they're just going to be chilling or whatever. They're going to play hard to get. And then the kittens would the kittens would be more responsive. And I was right. So we spent 30 minutes in the older cat room, and then we spent 30 minutes in the kitten room, and that 30 minutes in the kitten room flew a lot faster because they
have some characters.
They just walk up to you, they jump up to you, they just weigh nothing. Like, they were so cute. It was a good time. And then that cafe was there are a couple cat cafes around us. One of them, they just like serve you tea or coffee or water. But this cafe had like food and
it was a cafe.
Yeah. So I had a lavender lemonade. First time ever having a lavender lemonade. It was pretty good. It was really sweet. But it was good. So
you didn't want to try it at first.
I was worried, but yeah, it was good. And so our day yesterday was really nice.
Yeah, I had a chai latte, but I already do. I like chai, so stuck with what I knew, I guess, for that time. Yeah, and a short little aside, I can't even remember which episode, was it two?
It was about two episodes ago.
So I think it was episode two, where I mentioned I had a little axolotl fidget friend. Well, that is lost to the world, because I thought I misplaced it in my room, but the other day when we were shopping, I saw the little hook still attached to my bag, but without the axolotl, so it fell somewhere on planet Earth, and I'm sad, because I barely had it for like 2 weeks, but Mecca bought me another one. It's a frog fidget friend. Oh my gosh, alliteration. So this will be my fidget friend for today. R.I.P. axolotl.
Right. Yes.
So sad.
We'll miss you. Maybe we'll have a junior someday.
It's the way my heart broke when I saw the clip. And I was just like.
That's a record time to lose something.
Like, it was literally like 6 days and it was gone. But yeah.
Yeah.
So
today's topic, we are doing Ace Attorney name puns.
Kind of niche compared to what we've been doing.
Yeah. We I think it's in the bio for our podcast that we were going to be covering some Ace Attorney stuff because
it was bound to happen.
We love Ace Attorney. So
it is my favorite game franchise as someone who doesn't play a lot of games already, but I love this series. Shout out to the YouTube channel Press Buttons and Talk with Mankey and ProZD, because they are the reasons I got into the series in the first place. When I watched their playthroughs and they would like voice dub over the characters for fun, which is what I also started doing for fun when I played the game, which I'm not a voice actor though, like they are. But yeah, so many great memories with Ace Attorney. Basically, it is a really simple, I think Google describes it as like an adventure, I don't know, it's not a visual novel, but it's kind of like a visual novel game where you play as an attorney and you investigate the case and then you go to court and defend your case. And that's pretty much the base, very bare bones, but it is very silly and goofy at points and then really deep and depressing and sad. And I didn't think this silly game would get this involved.
This game has range.
It has so much range, which is why we are doing an Ace Attorney name pun ranking today, because the names go from really obviously we just thought this up because it's goofy to like really deep and meaningful. And we decided to just stick with the goofy names because those are a little more fun to talk about.
Yeah. And then also, I think the same episode where you introduced your axolotl friend, you also mentioned that some of the things that you're still into to this day are things that I introduced you to a long time ago. So to counter that, she got me into Ace Attorney because we live together. We've always lived together. So when one of us gets into something, like we hear about it. So when
I have a hyperfixation, I can't not talk about it. So you are my first victim.
So when she told me about Ace Attorney, I was like, okay, yeah, sure. That sounds fun. And then, so I love music, and the music from the game, I kind of like adopted that first. Like I stole the soundtracks. I was like, okay, well, this is mine now. So it was on my YouTube playlist or whatever, and then later Spotify. But then I actually started like watching her play the game, and then we started voice acting the characters together, and then I got involved, and it's just been now I have an Ace Attorney poster on my wall, and and yeah, so Ace Attorney is our thing now, but it was hers first. And
you're welcome.
Yes, thank you, actually, because I love Ace Attorney.
It's so great.
So yeah, these names, I feel like so first of all, this is going to be a two-part episode because there are so many puns.
Like, in terms of like pun as in very obviously a joke name, I already collected like 86 of them. So doing all of that in one, knowing how we yap and ramble, it's going to be too long. So
yeah, so pardon me yawning. I worked today and I don't like getting up early. So I didn't get a nap before this, which is fine because I was excited to do this. So yeah, we're gonna start at the beginning. This isn't in it's in an order sort of
they're in order somewhat of the game.
Oh yeah, let's break that down right quick.
So there are six games in the main storyline and then two games that are connected to the main storyline, but they're kind of their own separate thing. A lot of the name puns came from the sixth game and then the separate game series, which is called The Great Ace Attorney Chronicles, because, I don't know, they just started cooking more in those games and said, we're just going to come back with the really crazy puns. So we had to kind of split it in half.
Yeah.
Because there's too many. There's way too many. But the first game is notorious for having a lot of the really straightforward puns, which is what we're going to start with. And then they started getting a little more creative, you know, a little less obvious throughout the game series. And then for some reason, the fifth and sixth game, they were like, let's go back to our roots. And they just started, like, the sixth one has some of the best ones. I can't wait till we get to it. Okay, so our tiers that we made, because we are ranking this in a tier list. Should we start from the top or the bottom?
The bottom.
Okay. So our bottommost, the worst one, is simply
really?
Because I feel like we're going to have a reaction for at least a couple that is just like, really, dog? Okay. And then just put it down there because it's... And then there's Your Honor. It's kind of mid. Trying to keep a little bit of a court reference with these, except for really, because it's just really.
Yeah.
Then the neutral one is The Jury's Out, because I'm very indecisive. And I feel like there's going to be a couple that I can't decide if it's like good or if it's just like kind of...
It's passable. Dry, like, yeah. You don't want to really, like, knock it out, but it's not all that.
So that's going to be the safe zone. And then Solid Testimony is going to be, like, this is pretty good. You know, they thought this one out, and the character itself, mm-hmm. It fits the character, and this was pretty creative. And then Capcom Cooked. Capcom is who made the Ace Attorney series. And I already know, like, 2-3 names that'll go in that one just from me making this... compiling all the names.
Yeah, she compiled the list. I have not looked at any of these names. So for me, it's been a while since I've heard some of these.
Oh,
and
yes.
It's a
same
bit
for
of a
me.
Blind reaction. So yeah, we'll
I forgot
see how
some
goes.
Of these characters exist because there's so many characters. Oh my gosh. There's like collectively 8 games we're doing. I haven't played some of the other ones.
There's actually 10 games.
There's a lot. And 2 of them are coming out to the world in September for the first time, and I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. So you will probably be hearing me talk about that once our September podcast come out.
All right, so we're gonna start first name.
First name
April May.
Okay. This name though it's quite literally just April, May. Like, it's just April, then May. But it didn't have anything to do with her character. Like, I think that a couple of them in the first game were like that. It was just for funsies, pun. But April, May sounds like a real name. Like, it sounds kind of legit because April mm-hmm. can be a name. May can also be a first name. But maybe that also makes it feel a little weird because they're two first names.
Yeah, but you know how there's like, you know, Sally Mae or whatever.
True, if you spell it M-A-E.
If she was Southern or
April,
something.
May. Oh, that would be cute.
Yeah, the M-A-E would be cute. That's but this, it's like just May the month the spelling, month. I don't know. I guess I'd put this in. See, it's hard already because it's not clever.
It's quite literally just April, May, but it rolls off really well.
Yeah.
It's a cute name. Like, honestly, I probably would put it in solid. Because, like, the jury's out because
I feel like they didn't put any...
the spelling of May, it would be kind of a cute name. But it's also just like, haha, January, February, March, April, May. Like, y'all really didn't try. So,
because of that, because there's just no thought to this and it doesn't even have to do with her character, I kind of just want to put it in your honor. It's kind of mid.
That's fair. That's fair.
But, like, it's not a bad name. It's just,
it's kind of cute.
If we're talking name pun, there's really no pun to it besides sequential months.
Yeah, and she was kind of annoying, not gonna lie.
She definitely was.
She was very annoying. Yeah. There's no not gonna lie. It's the truth. So, just that alone, your honor is kind of mid. Second name, Cody Hackings. Hackins?
Yeah, Cody Hackins.
Now, this one kind of did fit his character a little bit, just slightly. It's a pun on, like, code hack, like you're hacking into something. But he didn't really hack into anything, but he was like sneaking places. He was very stealthy and didn't get caught for a while. So I can kind of see where they were going with that one. But Hackins is kind of like in your face. Like Cody is, you know, is a name.
I mean, but Hackins could just be somebody's Hackins last name.
Hackins could also
too.
Be a last name. So like, it's kind of a cool name.
This one is a little less overt. I mean, it's still there. Like, if you really thought about it, if you're used to their naming conventions, you'd be like, bro, this is a pun, huh? So I like it better than April, May.
I think I'd
put it in the jury's out or maybe ahead of April, May in your honor, it's mid. But I mean, because he came in clutch eventually. I know we're not supposed to be putting in like what the character did or anything.
Well, I only said that so it wouldn't be 2 hours of a podcast. Right.
I'm just
we
saying
can still talk about them.
We can. I'm just trying to say that it's not any bearing on where we're putting the names. Like, I feel like it shouldn't have any bearing. So I'm trying to separate the character and what they did and just like their name pun being what I'm ranking. So on that.
Oh, well, I'm probably actually going to do that a little bit, but that's fine.
Cody Hackins. I'll say the jury's out.
Yeah, that's fair. The next name is Dick Gumshoe, which literally both of these are like slang, other terms for a detective. And he is a detective. So they said, we're going to be really obvious with this one.
Because I didn't know what a gumshoe was when we played this game. Like, it was actually our dad who was like...
Yeah, and I remember that. We were at the table.
He pointed out that it was a pun. And I'm like, I never would have known because I don't know. I don't watch detective shows and stuff, so...
It just made it so much better.
Yeah, so because of that, because it's not super obvious to me, and...
I kind of thought they were just insulting him because he kind of gets stepped on a lot. Oh! Shoe stuff. He kind of gets like walked over a bit by some characters and like not necessarily taken seriously, so I thought it was just supposed to be a goofy last name for him and I just wrote with it, but knowing what it means like kind of made it funnier to me.
I'd say it's solid.
I think it's solid testimony. He deserves it, and he's one of like the main characters throughout a lot of the games. Well, actually he doesn't really show up later.
Well, he's just in the trilogy.
Pretty much.
The first three games.
Yeah, because they replaced him with another character, so that's sad. Next name is Cindy Stone. This is still in the first game, so literally so many characters with very punny names. Hers is a play on like cinder block, like stone. And it doesn't help that she was hit with something very hard, like stone. So
I appreciate the Cindy or whatever, like Cinderblock, whatever. I don't think it's that good a it's name, to be not, honest. I say
kinda,
it's mid.
It's kind of mid.
Yeah.
Also, she wasn't really... She was a character, but she didn't do anything, like, because she was quite literally dead in the beginning. So she was there for the sake of the story to progress. So I really didn't get to connect with her at all. Like, I didn't really...
We should also... I mean, we are four people in, but a disclaimer, if you... ever plan to play Ace Attorney, yeah. there may be some spoilers that may slip as we're just talking.
Well, just some people's names are already kind of spoilers.
So
I actually meant to say that earlier, and then I was like, we can just put it in post. But yeah, there will for sure be some element of spoiler. Apologies. But also, if you don't care, then that's great.
Yeah, like
then just keep listening.
And then if anybody is just listening to the audio version, this is probably, out of all the episodes we've done so far, this is probably the video version you'll want to check out, because we'll have quite a few visual aids. And
some names really only make sense if you see it.
Yeah.
Or it makes more sense if you see it. So.
All right. So that out of the way. Next name.
The next name is Frank Sawit. I'm pretty sure he was supposed to be like Indian. Because... What is it called?
I don't know what it's called.
Vindi, I think. I'm sounding very ignorant right now, but we will edit it if that is incorrect. But I think that's why they tried to make his last name sound kind of like ethnic or whatever. But it's literally Frank Saw
It. Yeah, seeing it spelled, I didn't really realize what the pun was, but they made hearing it said, I'm like,
they made a reference in the game. I think it was Phoenix. He was like something about Mr. Did It. Because his last name was Sawit, he was like more like Mr. Did It, and I was like, I just now understood the name
pun. Man, you know what? And like I said, I'm trying to separate the person from just their name pun, but I didn't like him. I'm pretty sure. No, I'm pretty sure I didn't like him. So I really want to put him in really, because first of all, just Sawit, like, bruh.
Sawit, like.
I mean, it's kind of clever though. It looks like a regular name, but. It's giving really right now. Like, bruh. What do you think?
It will be one of the lower two, regardless for me. So, he's really about to be the first really. I mean, deserved.
He might move, you know, we might do some rearranging as we go. But for now, really.
Next name is Jack Hammer.
Really?
That's another really.
And, you know, he's fine. I don't mind him. He wasn't annoying, I don't think, if I'm remembering right. But
Hammer.
Jack Hammer. And wasn't he a jacked guy? Like, he was muscular?
Well, for the sake of his job, yeah. He had to be pretty built. But I just... Jack Hammer.
Really?
That might have been the first name in that, like, however the cases lined up in the game. That might have been the first one where I was like, wow, they didn't hide it with this one. Yeah. Next name.
Our friend Larry Butts.
Poor guy.
If it smells, it's usually the butts. Is that's so sad. But I feel like his name isn't... his pun isn't like super obvious either. Yeah, like it's funny, but...
They made like several different pun versions of his name throughout the games to like joke on him. But yeah. Harry Butts.
That was the one I was about to mention.
That's the bait one.
Mm.
Like, just the reference, though, is like a really, because that didn't really have anything to do with his character, which it doesn't have to, but it was just kind of random. They just did it so they could, like, clown him. And Loki, he did it to himself a little bit, but poor Larry. And then Larry's just kind of also, it can be a goofy name anyway.
Dang.
Like,
I hope you're not lame Larry, anybody.
No, because there's like memes around the name Larry. And so just hearing it is kind of like, as Gen Z, I'm like already ready to like laugh. And Larry Butts didn't help. So I don't know.
I feel like
maybe he's kind of mid. Or
either that or the jury's out, because it sounds like a regular name to me. Like, there was a teacher in my high school last name Butts.
I've never met someone with that name.
So it's like a regular name, but in Ace Attorney context, it was a pun. So I feel like they put a little thought into this one, just a little bit.
Did they?
So I would say it's either mid or the jury's out, but we can compromise with mid since you want to put mid. I'm fine with that.
I don't know, like, no hard feelings to Larry.
Right. He's had enough hard feelings.
I'm going to do a whole episode on just his plight. Next name, Lotta Heart.
Her, the character theme song just pops in my head when I see her.
Yo, her, like, fish eye lens.
All right. Or we'll have to put a picture of that one.
Oh, we're putting a picture of
that one. Yeah. Lotta Heart. I like her name.
I like her name. It rolls nicely. Lotta Heart.
Yeah, she was a Southern woman.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she was... Okay, I don't want to just say just because you're in the South, you're Black, but, like, I feel like she was a Black-coded character, but it didn't make her Black. And that makes me a little, like, tiny bit upset because I'm really not pressed. But also, she has an Afro, so come on now.
But you know.
I just have to say that because I'm not the only East Attorney fan of this opinion.
Right. I kind of agree, but, you know, there are non-Black people who have curly frills. Or at least just curly hair like that. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like she... Would you say she had a lot of heart? Or would you say she just was...
If you mean heart as in, like, personality, then yeah. But, like, heart as in empathy or courage or something? Not quite, because some of her interactions with the characters was like, I'm only going to do this for you if you do this for me. So it wasn't like selfless behavior. I'm like, this, I don't know. She only gave out information when it benefited her. So
I just, okay. So then tempted to say that she has a solid testimony name, but
it's a cute name. And Hart is a last name.
Yeah. I don't know though. It's like,
is Lotta short for like Charlotte, you think? Or is it?
That's normally Lottie.
Lotta. Maybe her family was like, let's be different.
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe the jury's out? Question mark?
Or... Yeah, because it's a good name, but it's not really delivering top tier pun energy, but like, it's good.
Yeah.
And yeah. It was kind of iconic. So yeah, we can put it in the jury's out.
I'm good with either one of these, I think.
We can leave it where it is for now. The jury's out. And then as we go through more names, if our criteria changes a bit, then we can revisit it. But all right, next name.
Next is Penny Nichols. Really?
I want to go really, but I actually kind of like...
It's a cool... I kind of like it. This name had nothing to do with her character also. It was just a name. I like the spelling of Nichols. Like, it's not like the currency Nichols. So at least they didn't go that obvious.
I can't remember how his name is spelled, but there's a wrestler named Mikey Nichols. Mm-hmm. And then I'm pretty sure Murdoch from the Gorillas, his last name is Nichols.
Really? Murdoch Nichols.
I'm pretty sure.
That's a name.
So, like, it's definitely a name. Penny it's Nichols, man. I don't know. It's real. That's like, bro, why'd y'all do that? It's like, it's giving April May the same, like, Penny Nichols. But I like it a little more, but I think...
It's slightly different because they changed the spelling of Nichols, at least. Yeah.
I kind of feel like it doesn't deserve to be that high.
Kind of mid, question mark?
It's kind of mid, but I like it better than April May, so... Oh, I don't know, man. The jury's out?
I think maybe the jury's out. Only because it is a good name, but it's also, like, it's not good enough to go any higher than the jury's out.
Yeah. Because it's not, like, again, it's not a top-tier pun. It's a very obvious, y'all put two coins together. Like, it's Penny Nichols.
Did anybody give her the lowest amount?
Like, oh, no.
It's so sad.
Because she was, like, a, like, low-level intern, right? Like, what?
Yeah, and she was a side character, so she only showed up, Penny like, Nichols. For that one storyline.
The jury's out. We can put it there. Oh, boy. This next guy.
Next name, Salmonella.
I don't know if I want to go really or if I want to go, you know what? Because his name and his character actually went hand in hand. So
surprisingly, he was gross. And it was weird because this game was made like early 2000s and they used really early internet slang for how he talked, which looking at it now is like, oh, this is mad outdated. And that just made it a little creepier. Like, the way he would, you, like, it was, I don't know. I really
He was like an internet creep, man. He was like a...
But in real life.
Like a thirsty internet creep guy.
Salmonella just actually fits, like...
And he was, like, sweaty all the time and, like, panting. And, like, he was just, like, a nasty guy. So, so because, like, I want to go, really? Because, again, what did y'all name him that for? But... It went hand in hand with his character well enough that I'm it like, it's pretty solid.
Made his character worse, but like in a successful way.
Yes.
So, you know,
I feel like it's solid.
Dang. I hate giving him this high.
Yeah. But so do you agree?
I do agree. All right. Only because like it works. And Sal is a name too. Dang. And if you hear like Mr. Manella, you're not going to think. Well,
some people
maybe you would, but I feel like I wouldn't probably even think salmonella. I'll just be like, oh, where's he from? And then you see him, you're like, oh, don't want to know.
But who was like, let me personify salmonella? Like, who on Capcom's team was like,
yeah, I want to know who came up with that one.
Yeah,
like Penny Nichols, hee hee ha ha, salmonella.
Yeah, it's solid. It's solid.
Next name, Wendy Oldbag.
You know what? I feel like this is also pretty solid because nobody, again, Ace Attorney. Okay, the first game came out what year?
I want to say 2001.
I want to say that too.
Yeah, I feel like it's 2001.
So like nobody really calls annoying old ladies Wendy Oldbags anymore, which is her pun, a Wendy mm-hmm. old bag. So like that's actually pretty funny. And what?
No, I was about to say something, but I was like, actually, I don't think that's a confirmed reference.
But yeah, I feel like she also, her name also really went with her character because she was just full of, like, I don't know. She was a very energetic older lady and she was always yelling, fussing, huffing, puffing, just like the old arguing with you. Again. Yeah, so.
Here she go yapping. And I'm like, you know, that's very on point for her.
I want to say that her name is solid testimony too. Like
I would agree.
Because it just, it really works. It's a funny pun, a Wendy old bag. So I think they did pretty good with that one.
Dang, she got to be next to Sal.
We can, I don't know. We'll put her ahead of Sal just a little bit. Next character.
Red, White. Okay, what really makes his name pun complete is the fact that he was red, white of Blue Corp.
Yeah,
he worked at it.
He was the CEO of a company.
Red, white, blue.
God, I hate him.
I hate him.
But the whole thing, red, white of Blue Corp, is actually pretty funny. Like, God, mind you.
His office was so, is the word gaudy? Like,
yeah.
It was so much. But I don't think, was there any American merch in his
name? I'm not sure, which makes me wonder what his Japanese name was. Honestly, or if it was always, like,
I think it
the
was
American reference.
It was always a pun that's, like, kind of, girl, actually, I don't remember. I kind of want to find out right now, name pun, because I've seen it before. I just can't remember.
I'm thinking.
Oh my God, it was. I think so. Names Japanese. Oh no, okay. His Japanese name is Masaru Konaka, which the kanji, when you spell it all out, goes small, medium, large.
What?
Like they're pronounced it's like that way, but if you read it a different way, it's like probably like chi, was that chi sai?
Mm-hmm.
And then the medium, I see this in like
chu,
middle
like,
school,
chugaku.
And then it's like dai or something,
uh-huh.
Which is like large, grand, or like old. Great. So, yeah, like, oh, so that has nothing to do specifically with his character either. So I feel like they just went with like a...
When they localized it, they were just funny. Like, this will be funny. So
he also pointed out he was called Blanco Nino at one point, which is literally white boy.
I've had enough of him. You know what? So, I just really want to put him in really because of that, but I'm trying to be...
I should have added Blanco Nino.
Goodness gracious. But, red, white...
And it was also kind of creative because his hair is purple. And when you combine red and blue, it makes purple. And I saw that written out somewhere and I was like, yo, was that on purpose? Because there is no red, white, or blue on his person. So
I want to say that the jury might be out on him.
Yeah, like it's creative.
Like I don't want to give him that. Just like Salmonella shouldn't be as high as he is, but it Red White by itself is not really that good of a pun, but Red White of Blue Core with the purple hair, I think, yeah, it's actually not that bad of a pun.
I hate it here. Next name, Winston Payne. Okay.
Which is a...
This name, I don't remember if I immediately understood the pun. Maybe once I read it out. Like, in my head, I was reading it, and I was probably just like, oh, he looks annoying. But when we said it out loud, I was probably like... Bruh.
Wait.
Wince in Pain. That's kind of funny because he also got walked all over.
He was a whiny doormat of a man,
full of himself, until someone was better than him, and it's sad because it was a complete amateur. He got
schooled. I don't know. That's not actually what I want to say. I can't think of a word right now.
I can't think of the word I want to say, but it was embarrassing for him. So, you know, I'm wincing in secondhand embarrassment pain every time he shows up.
Like, literally, like, again, spoiler, but the first case of every game, pretty much, like all of the
six games,
he was always the attorney that you had to, or the prosecutor, mm-hmm. that you had to oppose. And
he was like, I'm the rookie killer. I'm always over here.
Ain't killed a single rookie because, like, he gets beat every time. So I'm like, I don't understand how he hasn't given up.
He has like tenacity, bro. Like, he honestly might be one of the strongest mentally characters because of the fact he's still around.
That's just respectable, actually.
What's his record like? Because he got to look at it and be like, this wasn't what I wanted to be when I was a kid. But at the same time, he does it to himself. So, you know.
Yeah, Winston Payne. I feel like, honestly.
And Winston is a name.
And Payne is as well. Yeah, House of Payne.
Yeah, literally was all I was thinking about.
I feel like it's a solid name. It kind of works. And it works with his character as well. So, like, Winston Payne is actually funny.
They did that. Next name, Will Powers. That name fits his character really well, though.
Yeah, like, poor guy.
It's a funny, like, Will Power, really. Okay, they didn't try. But... He did not have
any. The joke is that he didn't have any willpower.
He didn't have any confidence. And so therefore he didn't really put his best foot forward when he could have. So I was like, you know, it's the irony. Like, the irony sells it for me. But even at the same time,
I don't feel like it's really
kind of giving like Jack Cameron. Which is funny because they were in the same case.
Oh gosh, you know what? I feel like we do have to put it there. I want to say that it's kind of mid because it's more of a name, funny to say, than Jackhammer. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, if you put Willpower together, it's definitely, it just screams pun. Like, nobody's name is really Willpower, but Will, and then the last name Powers, maybe.
Like, that works, because I know some people with the last name Powers, so.
So, part of me wants to put him in as kind of mid.
But I feel like, it deserves to be a mid and not just really, but it's, I don't know, because like really.
Yeah,
because
Willpowers. Oh, this one's hard.
You know what? Let's just put it in really. Or else we'll be here all day.
Let's just put him above Jackhammer.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? Yeah.
Yeah, he can say that. That's fine. Oh, right. No.
The next names, Acro and Bat. I put their like stage names and not their real names because their real names didn't have any puns, but so one character is Acro and the other is Bat. So together it's Acrobat, and they were in the circus. So like, because it's a stage name, it was quite literally meant to be a pun. Like, it was very intentional in the canon. So like, what can you say? Like,
Acro, I mean, and they Bat. Definitely succeeded at what they wanted to do. But this, I go really because Acrobat. Yeah. But yeah, because even on their own, like, somebody named Acro, somebody named Bat, like, this is giving really. Although I liked the characters.
It really only works together.
Yeah.
And they didn't have, like, a last name for their stage name, so it's just Acro and Bat.
Let's put that in really. Yeah. Come on now.
Though this one was depressing. People dog this case so much. Turnabout Big Top gets no love. And I can see why, but I don't hate it as much as people...
The story was good. The way they went about it.
To be fair, I haven't replayed this game. I pretty much only played all of them like once, and then we replayed the first one. But this has been like over 5 years since I played this one. So I don't really remember a lot of the dialogue and stuff. Maybe it was just cringy. Maybe that's why people hate it so much. Like, the dialogue plus the actual case.
You had a like a minor girl. Like, she was like, what, 15 or 16? And you had this grown man ventriloquist who was in love with her, right?
Oh my god, did I not put him? I don't think he's in this list.
He'll be in part
two. He'll be in part two, because I swear I typed his name down, but, well, he deserves to be up here too.
Also, Winston's brother.
Oh, he's up here.
Okay. So, yeah, you had a guy in love with this teenage girl. She didn't like him, I don't think.
Well, Bat was also in love with her, and he was like 21, and she was like 15. And the other guy was only like a year older than him, so.
Really? They were that close in age? Because they looked completely different.
I mean, he looked a lot older, but they weren't that far apart in age. But, like, they both were legal adults while she was very much a minor and naive, and she didn't understand that either one of them liked her. So, really, it was too many red flags going on, and they just allowed it. Like,
I feel like
her dad didn't say nothing.
I feel like that's not a big enough reason for people to hate that case the way they do. So there must be something that we're not remembering.
I think the clown, they didn't really like the clown either. But I don't know.
I don't even remember the clown. I don't think so. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, Shelley the killer.
The DaKiller part is funny.
It cracks me up. Like,
the Shelley part, I don't understand if there's a pun for that one.
I don't really remember them saying it was. If there was, we'll add a note. But yeah, I think it was mainly DaKiller. Maybe like there was a shell icon on his calling card.
There was.
Yeah. But I don't know what shell really refers to. So if there is a meaning, then that might make this higher. But just DaKiller is just kind of funny. Really? But it's also very much in your face. And he was an assassin, so.
Yeah, that, I feel like you gave it away. Like, come on. I want to put him in really, but it's a funny name. I like it. I'm not saying it's bad. It
kind of rolls nicely, too. Shelley the Killer. Like, unfortunately, it does sound cool a little. But also, it's like a...
My vote is to put it in really, but if you wanted to put it in its mid, it's really. Okay.
But, yeah.
Who is this?
The next name is Dustin Prince. I did put a note for this one in my phone because it was just sad. Nothing about his name, but it was very unfortunate. He was murdered on his birthday.
Oh, no.
And he's the only character, as far as I know from the wiki, that has a confirmed birthday because of that. Because it was in a court record. So,
oh, that's kind of crazy.
Very unfortunate scenario. But his pun name is like Dusting Fingerprints, or the fact that sand, like, dirt debris was found under his nails when his body was discovered. So, like, dust in your nails, I guess. But that one was like a loose, could be related to, but the main one is Dusting Fingerprints. He was a police officer. Do they even do that? Like, do they go around? I think it's more of
that's
like
a forensic
thing. Like, investigator, not policeman. But
don't give me a line
as a name.
Again, I apologize. I'm surprised it took me 5 episodes to do this, but wrestling is like a huge part of my life. I watch it almost daily, so a lot of like things remind me of wrestling. So yeah, there's a wrestler named Dustin. Like, his real name is Dustin.
Oh, really?
That's not his like ring name. That's his real name.
I don't know many Dustins, so I was like, is that a common, or not even common, but like, is that a legal name?
It's a name for sure. His name is Dustin.
Dustin Prince, maybe because it's not really helping his character. Like, it's related in the field.
I think them spelling his name P-R-I-N-C instead of like
O-C-E is like Prince.
Yeah, no, I'm saying them.
Oh, okay, okay. Sorry,
spelling it that way instead of like a fingerprint was clever. So Dustin Prince, it's not a good name, but it's to me a pretty funny pun.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we can, maybe the jury might be out on that one, whether it's passable or not to me. Like, I don't think it's quite mid. What do you think?
Me about to put it in mid. But no. I kind of do like Dustin as a name. And he seemed like a nice guy, which doesn't really affect the meaning, but like.
Right.
Dang, he gotta be next to Red White. Apologies. next, Eenie and Mimi Miney. Now, their names, it kind of has to be together. Eenie, meenie, miney, mo, that's the pun. It had nothing to do with their characters. Just going to go ahead and say that. But Mimi is obviously already a name. Eenie, maybe, is a name? I don't know, like, it could be a little cute nickname.
I've never seen any. But now, I have a friend whose name is spelt, her middle name is spelt that way, but it's not pronounced Eni.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, then honestly, it could work as, like, two individual names, but Eni and Mimi Miney.
It's like, I feel like it has to be with Acrobat. Like, Eni, Mimi, Miney. Come on, y'all. But.
They were like, oh, we're going to crack them up with this one.
Because even, yeah, saying Mimi Miney, like, that's just a dumb name to me. No offense, ma'am. But Eni Miney.
It's kind of giving, really.
Really.
Next name, Maggie Bird. Her pun is the fact that there's a bird called Maggie. And
really? It's not a magpie?
Sorry, yes.
Oh, okay.
And those birds are apparently associated with, like, bad luck. And that was her character. Like, she had no good luck in her life, which is unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, that was her, like, high school. People would call her, like, queen, the goddess of bad luck or something like that.
That's
And also
bad.
Her character design has a lot of bird references on it. So they just wrote with it. So I'm pretty sure her Japanese name must have had something with a bird as well, because it was all over. So I'm like, you know, Maggie Bird.
This one, I feel like this is pretty solid.
I feel like
because Bird, like it. Bird is very obvious. I don't remember what she looks like entirely, so I don't remember all of the bird references. But I feel like it's kind of an obvious name.
I feel like, it's
but
like,
it's also like because I didn't know magpies were symbols of bad luck. I actually like seeing magpies, which
I don't
is funny.
Know
I never
why,
see them,
but I'm pretty sure that's what the wiki said. Like, for whatever reason, I don't know what they did to the world, but like,
I don't know either.
But I think it's like her hair kind of resembles like feathers or something, and then she has some feathers on her front pocket.
Okay,
it's just a couple things, and then her casual outfit design is like similar references. So they really said, we gonna make you know that it's in your face. So I feel like. One of these. So I feel like
it's
good.
Solid. Yeah, I kind of like it.
I like it. Yeah. Oh, she's right above Dustin. They were dating.
Were they? Oh.
It was so sad because they were meeting up on his birthday.
Oh, Capcom, why'd you do that, bro? That we asked that question a lot. Yeah. Like, Capcom, who wrote this?
And it
this?
Was so cute because I was reading under his name meaning, and they were like the star couple of the force because they're both police officers. And I'm like, you know what?
That's the cutest.
Oh, she deserves better. But you know, I think it was hinted she was getting with Gumshoe. So you remember that? Like there was like dialogue between them two where it was kind of like a. Are we?
And I don't like, think I like
but it
that.
Was never like a oh we are dating in the games, but it was leading up to something, and I'm like,
she
you know,
said I'm not going on a dating app and I'm not going out to the club, I'm just date at work. Goodness gracious, Gumshoe's like probably much older than her too.
He's like 8 years older than her or something.
Oh, that's not that bad. I thought he was like,
because she's like kind of like maybe like mid-20s or something, and I think he's towards mid 30.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought he was closer to 40.
Maybe like 10 years.
Hey, you can't. He's not the kind of person that would ever try to assert his position or like abuse his power or anything, because he's kind of dumb. I love Gumshoe.
They're
though,
both a little awkward, so that would be an interesting, like,
okay, that's kind of cute.
The relationship would even start. Like, who would.
Okay, Dustin gonna hot then, though. Like, bro, you couldn't even date
somewhere
else.
He'd be happy for her. Like, that she's happy after
okay,
he died.
Yeah, but with Gumshoe, the boss. No, I'm kidding. He wasn't nobody's boss. But anyway, moving on.
The next name, and there's two for this one, is Glenn Elg and Lisa Basil. Now, this is what really for me, because their names had no meaning for their characters. It was quite literally, isn't it an anagram? I think it is. So you can read the same going back and forth. So if you read both of their names backwards, it still says Glenn Elg and Lisa Basil. And that was literally the only meaning for their name. They both were
really?
In some like it was some sort of technology company, so like already it means nothing. Like
they were bored.
Maybe the Glenn Elg might mean something, but I don't think I saw it. Was just like an anagram, and I'm like, Elg?
They look like they're from Dragon Ball.
They're Zoom. Wearing scouters, like they are, both of them. So funny. And she looks like a android, she doesn't look human.
If
so, and he looks like some random he wearing a beanie, like a t-shirt with a scouter. Like,
if his was cosplay? On the opposite side and they kind of look like mirror images, their name pun might be a little funnier, but it's not. So,
oh well, I don't think they were necessarily seen together anyway. Oh. So it's just that they both were in the same company and had the same naming conventions. And I think everyone who worked in that company that appeared in a game, which was pretty much only them two that had sprites, had anagrams. So they made that a theme for some reason. But
I mean, it's clever in that, like, you normally do not name people this way, but Lisa, really, Capcom? Basil.
I don't know. Like, it's nah. It's not even mid. Glenn it's Elg just kind sounds... of like, yeah, Glenn Elg.
That I'm doesn't even sound good if that was coming out of my mouth. Glenn is a name.
But like together.
Glenn Elg. Glenn just Elg. Don't sound good.
You're already starting it with a gl sound, so Glenn Elg. But it's just too much. Next name, Luke at me.
Look at me.
His name is literally Look at me.
He wanted attention. I don't even remember his character for real, but
oh, well, he wanted attention.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, look at me.
He had a magnifying glass as a monocle. It was just in his eye. I don't
crazy.
Know what is his like eye?
I don't know.
Cap that is
your and his nose is also. He looks like
his skull must look crazy.
He low-key looks like the Penguin from like the does. Batman franchise. But
he was worse.
Look at me. I kind of, it's funny
like,
though.
Look at me is kind of a funny name.
Because I didn't register when I first heard his name, like for a few times.
I didn't get it for a while.
I didn't register it as a pun. So I was like, is that a failure on my part or were they just that clever?
I'm pretty sure someone made like the reference, like look at me or he made it himself. And then I was like, are yeah. you serious?
I'd say maybe the jury's out or. It's kind of solid.
It's kind of solid. he was so annoying. Okay.
Yeah, it's solid. I think it's solid okay. for now anyway.
I'm sorry, Maggie. You gotta be next time. All right. Next name, Pal Maractus. His name pun is literally Mal Practice. And
oh,
they flipped the
God.
First, like they split the word in half and then just flipped the P and M. And he was very much the cause of malpractice. So, you know, they said, hey, this is the most important part of the reason he's in this case because medical malpractice, let's just name him Pal Maractus. And I'm like, you know, sure.
I want to go really, it's but funny. It's also really funny. So
it's funny.
It reminds me of somebody else's name that we'll get to later. I'll try to remember to point it out or like, I don't know. Can we say names early or should we say names early?
Well, they may not even be in this lineup.
It's not.
Sure, so, why not?
Okay, so.
Wait, is it?
From the sixth game?
Yeah. No, that one should hit on the first. Okay, just go ahead. I don't care.
No. We should wait. I'm gonna bring it up later. But yeah, Pal Maractus. It's not good. Well, first of all, it's not a name. Like, it does not sound like a name at all.
Maractus is a stretch, but yeah.
Pal, who names their kid? I mean, no. Some people's names are like guy. So
I mean,
oh no, freaking
the
way.
The next name.
Oh my god!
Remember that
Pal Maractus, man.
It's.
Really? I don't know. At first I was like, I don't want to put it in really, but now it's kind of given really.
Like, I was going to say it's kind of mid, but like, it's really, Pal Maractus.
Because it's kind of, I don't know if I want to go as far as to say it's clever, but it's kind of funny.
Not, like, at least they didn't spell it as like malpractice.
All right. It's either mid or we can put it in the bottom tier. Okay.
Really? Dang, this tier is longer than I thought it would be. I thought I would be more graceful.
No, you know what? I do want to give them grace, but at the end of the day, like, they knew what they were doing when they made these silly names. So it's no wonder there's so many at the bottom because it's like, come on, Capcom. Y'all, bruh. So I'm not shocked.
That's okay.
Well, you get what you paid for, I guess.
That's how the axolotl got low.
How did it even? The clip isn't. Anyway.
Anyway, we'll fix that later. Next name is Guy Eldoon. And Eldoon is the backward spelling of noodle. And he had a noodle shop. And his hair looks like, and literally his hat with his hair looks like a
flip ramen bowl.
Ball of noodles. So he's just the noodle. Mad. He's the noodle guy.
I'm mad.
And his place was called Eldoon Noodles. So that's another anagram. So like, they really were very obvious with this one.
I gotta put it in really.
It's a kind of a really moment.
But it's funny too, though.
Eldun. Mr. Eldun.
I mean, it might be like a foreign last name. I don't know. Might not find any Elduns in America, but... You thinking it should go higher than really?
I don't know. Like, really's getting kind of low.
The truth is the truth.
You're right. Guy Eldun. All right. Okay. Me saying really's getting kind of long and my immediate reaction to the next one, Romaine Lettuce.
Romaine lettuce.
And you know what's hilarious? One, like the main creator for Ace Attorney, had absolutely no reason to name him that besides the fact when he was creating this character, he happened to see a head of romaine lettuce.
You know? Oh, that's going in really. Because they didn't even
like,
try.
Like, Shu Takami really was like, what am I going to do? Ahaha, lettuce. And then, like,
names. You were running out of names that bad that you
he just really... named him. Like, it has nothing to, like, this might be the most disconnect character so far. Like, romaine lettuce. And he was some, like, secret agent.
Now, if that was his like secret agent name, I might be like, Your
that's
Honor.
His government name, bro.
Nah,
romaine lettuce.
Really, y'all. It's funny. It's kind of funny because it make it look like it's a French name or something. But I can't get him that one, especially knowing that the creator was just like, first thing you look at to your right, you're gonna name this character. Oh, I had a lettuce. Nah.
He really said, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Next name is Shady Enigmar.
A Shady Enigma.
And he was. He was shady. And his whole character and the connections with other characters was kind of an enigma because they didn't really reveal how deep it went until later. So we were left wondering, like, is he? Is he not? So, like, both... works, but like as a name, Shady is kind of, it's just, why would you name your kid Shady?
Yeah,
like that's just kind of rude.
It's not, this isn't, it's funny but it's not good, so I'd say maybe it's mid because it's not really, but I mean it's in your face, a Shady Enigma, but it's just, it's, I don't know, really doesn't feel right for it, so yeah, it's mid.
It's mid.
Oh, this kid.
Next is Wakikitaki.
Is it walkie-talkie?
Yes. It's absolutely walkie-talkie.
Really?
Or he was a son, the son of a... What did they call it? Yakuza in the game? Or was it just...
I don't know.
Like mafia.
I think they probably said like a gang or something.
It might have just been a gang.
I don't know because they...
Well,
know,
he was the son of like the head of a gang. And he was all about the gang life. So his name point can also be walk the walk, talk the talk. Is what the wiki said. So like,
oh, you know what? You know, that's kind of,
yeah, that was kind of his like motto. Like when he didn't say it, that was his motto, but that was kind of how he carried himself. Like, you say something, you're gonna do that thing, you know. So I was like, you know, it fits if you think of it that way. Walkie-talkie, no, like there's no correlation. He was wild. He had some really wild quotes. I remember taking pictures.
And it's so funny because if I remember correctly, he wanted to be about that life so bad,
so
but his
bad.
Parents
his family,
didn't actually want him to.
They were like, we're actually more of like, you know, we're just doing like public service, you know, helping the community, giving back. You know, we're not really about pew-pew life anymore. But he was like, but why not? When I become head, we're going to do traditional gangster things. And his dad was like, bro, we have a shop now.
Yeah, he watched too many movies.
Yeah.
I don't know where to put this, man.
Funny.
It's
because,
funny,
you know,
but...
it was like gang, Yakuza, they wore kimonos, or his parents did. So it was giving their, like, Japanese living in America. So, like, the last name, they tried to make it sound Japanese. And I'm like, you know, I don't know if Kitaki is actually a last name, but they tried. Waki, though?
Man, the more we talk about it, I want to put it in really, but we can put it in mid. It's fine.
I feel like... Because I like the walk, talk, the talk
part. That's actually pretty cool.
But it's mid in the grand scheme of things. How many more should we do?
If we stop making so many comments, then maybe we can get through the rest and it can be like an hour and 10.
We'll try our best. Like, all right. Next name is Candace Arm. Her name plan is Candace Arm because she was in the bomb squad.
Wait.
But Candace Arm.
Okay, Candace is like, so Candace being the pun for like can disarm is actually pretty good, but the name Candace Arm isn't that great, but like I'm kind of on with this with the pun though. Candace Arm. It's really in your face. It's really.
Like when you say it, it's like yeah. Candace Arm.
Really?
Wow. But like,
but they were smooth with it.
It was kind of, yeah, like they kind of snuck that one in a little bit.
The jury might be out.
Yeah, I'm thinking the jury's out because it's not that bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, she tried. I don't think she was successful, but like, you know, that was her job. It wasn't because of lack of skill. We'll get him. Next name.
Oh, that was the same case? Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Like he's the reason she.
Oh.
Yeah. Next name is Clay Terrain. I think that's how you would say his last name. His name pun.
It's Clay Terrain, isn't it?
It's literally Clay and Terrain, or like Terra. I think the Japanese name was closer to like Terra or something. But his name was argued to be in reference of the fact that he always looked up to the stars and he became an astronaut. So like the Earth-space duality. And I was like, okay. And Clay is a name. So I was like, Clay Terrain kind of sounds cool.
It kind of makes it sound like Mars, though. Like, not Earth.
Yeah, so.
And I don't know why. For me, like, I don't know why I have that association. Like Clay
terraforming
and
Mars.
No, I think Clay and Mars being red. Okay. But I don't think it's clay. Like, it's dusty. So I don't know. This is a weird word association that my brain makes up. Don't know where I got it from.
I kind of like it, though. Like, Clay Terrain.
Yeah. Is it solid or is the jury out? Because
if there was an in-between of those two, I would put it there because maybe the jury's out.
We can put it at the very beginning of the jury's out because that it's kind of close to solid testimony.
I do like it. And that's, I feel like that was the only reference they had for why his name was that. There was no other.
Yeah.
So, like, with just that, I'm like, you know, it still kind of works because he really was a star boy. He was. I miss Clay. Anyway.
This next name.
Next name. Herman Crab.
A hermit crab?
Yeah.
But you know what? They did that kind of. That was a little bit creative. Instead of just like hermit crab or like, you know, making it sound more like hermit crab, even though it's Herman Crab. Like it still sounds like hermit crab.
Whose last name is Crab?
If you put two B's on it, it's somebody's last name, I'm sure. But I'm not mad at this name though.
He had a little baby penguin in his name, in his hair named Sniper,
which so was cute.
Another. It didn't really fit with puns because it's not a pun, but it's another trend in Ace Attorney. Most of the animals had really aggressive sounding names like Missile, Sniper. Oh my gosh, there was another one. I forget, but like a good
is Missile the gray dog, the police dog.
He's the Shiba Inu.
Okay. Oh.
He's Gumshoe's dog. But I'm like, why are we naming our these cute, unassuming
they need to
animals?
Be threatening. Because well, at least in Missile's case, yeah. He's a police dog.
Yeah.
Sniper, did he throw stuff at people from this man's afro?
Honestly, I don't even remember what Sniper did.
I don't know either. But his mom was in there with
really
him too,
cute.
Wasn't he?
There was a whole family in there, probably. They had a whole house.
That he was very cute, yeah. Herman Crab.
Like Herbie Crab.
I kind of like this, though. It's kind of good. Even though it sounds silly.
And then they
worked
in an aquarium, so like sea life. So it wasn't just a completely random.
He was kind of a loner, right? That's why yeah. Like Hermit Crab is the pun.
And his hair, like hiding things. So.
I'd say. Jury's out doesn't feel, because I'm not indecisive about it, but solid testimony feels too strong.
We can just put it at the end of solid testimony.
Is that how you feel? Do you think it's solid? Or you feel like
I don't as just a name, it's mid. But like with his character, it kind of elevates it. So I would say it's one of these.
Jury's out because solid testimony feels too strong. Like, I don't want to commit to that. Yeah, a little too much credit.
All right, next name, Hugh O'Connor. This name pun really only makes sense if you played the case This one we're causing a little bit of context, but his pun was "You're a goner" because there was a recording that was used in the trial that was trying to incriminate him of basically doing the crime, but it was misheard. So they were saying, "He's the one who said it, you're a goner." And it sounds like Hugh O'Connor, and the name connections was important in the game. But other than that, I don't think there's another like pun. I think it was just for the sake of the story.
I think that's not a good pun.
Yeah.
I think they're stretching it. I think Hugh O'Connor is a fine name. Like, this is probably the most normal name on this list.
kind of is.
And the pun isn't really that strong. So I feel like for that like reason, it has to be kind of a little bit.
But yeah.
Like, for the story, it was good. Just was strictly okay. Pun-wise, it's not...
Like, it just sounds like a name.
Yeah.
Hugh O'Connor. And then even hearing it as "You're a goner" was a slight stretch, but that's only because I think the audio of the recording was kind of warped or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll... Yeah, it was already a stretch. Next name is Norma DePlume. That also, just hearing it sounds kind of normal. Norma. But her name pun is on the French term nom de plume, which is like a pen name for authors. And she was a nonfiction author or something. She was an author.
Was she in the same case as Herman?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember her then. You know what? That's kind of she good, got, though.
Yeah, because she was a witness, and it was like a whole mystery. And she was like, oh, I love this. This is making my creative juices flow. Where's my pen? Like, that type of thing. So I was like, you know, it sounds a little mysterious, too. Like, Norma DePlume. Like, ooh,
yeah, if you don't know French, her you would not
character
have
sprite
this.
Had, like, a flowing scarf, I think, too. So, like, it kind of fit her whole vibe. And I like the Norma DePlume. Like, it was still pretty obvious, like... Norma.
Yeah, but like I said, if you ain't know French, you would not have gotten that, and it would just sound like a normal name. I think this one's pretty solid.
I didn't know it until I read her
wiki. I feel like we're not gonna have any in the top tier. Like, there are no S tier names, or are we being a little too... Oh,
I already know some that's gonna be there, so I'm just waiting. But I'm pretty sure I will come across something. I'm like, wait. Next name, Juniper Woods. Her name pun is really just juniper tree, woodsy, earthy. She had like pine cones on her, was it her pigtails or was it
I don't
her,
know
no she Doesn't has a pine cone a as like a clasp and then she has like sunflowers. She was like knitting, so she's very much like giving cottagecore. That's really it.
Juniper like, Woods sounds like a hippie.
It's
like
a cool name too. Like,
it's cute.
Her name was Junie, and I'm like, that's cute too. Like, she was a cute character.
As far as puns go, though, like,
it kind of just referenced her design and not really like her, what she did or her personality. So it's really not that strong of a pun.
Nah.
It's more just like a little nod.
I do like the name, though, but yeah, for pun purposes.
Maybe it's kind of mid.
Yeah, I think it's, I hate to say that, yeah. But.
Just like strictly pun purposes, it's not very strong. Next name, Sasha Buckler.
Swashbuckler?
Literally.
Oh.
And she was a pirate. She played as a pirate in the aquarium.
Hearing what the pun is makes you go, really? But Sasha Buckler is actually like...
I can't remember if that was a stage name or if it was her real name. It might have been her real name. I think that was her real name, so... She was born for the role. Oh,
this one... Mm. For me, it's a little higher up. Like, I feel like it's kind of... They didn't take the obvious approach. Like, Sasha Buckler, what was the... what other name did we just do?
Well, we just
maybe, like... Maybe, like, how... Hermit Crab. That's a little bit, like, closer... But Sasha Buckler and Swashbuckler, like, it sounds close, but there's just a difference here for me.
Oh.
That I feel like hers is a better pun.
I feel like you just really like this DLC, too. So is that influencing it at all?
I'm actually... No, it isn't.
That's a slight surprise.
Because as soon as you started to say, you really liked this DLC, then the song started playing in my head. But I hadn't thought about the song at all to this point.
But it's quite literally Swashbuckler. That was the pun for her name.
I think we've probably got to...
fits her character.
We've probably got to put her with Hermit Crab, or it might be solid for me. Like,
I like the flow of Sasha Buckler.
Yeah, because it could be a name, but it's also just hilariously Swashbuckler. Yeah. Right, we got a few more, and then we'll be wrapping this one up. It's a bit long, but
there's a lot of characters. All right, next name is Ted Tenate.
Detonate.
And he was, I don't remember what he worked for, if he worked for anyone, but he had a bomb.
He's scary, bro.
And he was going to set it off. He was going to detonate it. And that was his whole character was like him threatening the court. I will set this thing off and I'm the only one who knows how to stop it. So Ted Tenate.
Is the instant reaction is really once you hear like it's detonate, but and I don't know, it's got to go kind of low, I think, because it's like but it fit his character and like I don't know, it's a decent pun, but let's put it in I don't know mid or really.
Gosh, I don't know.
Your Honor, it's kind of mid. It's kind of mid because it's a little funny. Although he does scare me.
He made me funny. Uncomfortable a little bit. Next name, Albi Urguide.
So this game, this is the sixth game. Mm-hmm. This one was like they kind of departed from doing all the puns, and then they really returned full force, like we mentioned earlier, to doing puns in this game. And they were in a foreign country, kind of like South Asian inspired, would you say?
Yeah.
So they were making names sound ethnic by putting like apostrophes in different places. Like you're gonna hear quite a bit of these names.
And the, like spelling it like you would pronounce it kind of thing.
Yeah, so Albi Urguide.
Is a cute name, just as a name.
And he's a cute boy.
He was a tour guide. His pun is Albi Urguide. So like I was like, what can you do?
When we realized what it really was, I think we both were like, are you serious?
I think we made eye contact and was like,
bruh. So based on that, you just want to put it in really, but it's actually kind of clever.
I like it.
Is the jury out or is like it solid?
Maybe the jury's out.
Okay, because it's like I don't want to give them the credit for doing something that silly, but I also kind of like the name.
Well, speaking of credit for being silly, next name is Anonymous. Like, enough said.
Anonymous.
And it was an alias. So, like, no one knew who he was. He was Anonymous. He was a John Doe. His alias was Anonymous. Like,
really?
How much that's going more really obvious can you be?
And we might as well do his real name next.
His real name is Dats a Rebel,
which when I first I think I might have read it I read his that name way first
wrong. No, I think I read it wrong first. I read Arabal or something,
so yeah, or like, which
yeah,
but I think
the apostrophe,
I don't know, I haven't read any of like what the actual, because these puns were a little bit more obvious in this game, so I didn't feel the need to go look up like, oh, what does this pun mean? So like, that's a rebel, he was a rebel, so that was obvious. But also I read it another way, that's horrible, like that's horrible. Mm-hmm. And that kind of could have fit some of what he was getting into, so
loosely, yeah, I can see a little.
So that's a rebel also needs to go in really, but yeah, it's a little bit better though than Anonymous. But
slightly.
A rebel is just not a last name,
go in front of it.
Yeah.
Next is Archie Buff. I honestly would put this in mid, but
yeah, what's the
his pun? Okay, so he was an archaeologist. His pun is archaeology buff.
Bruh. I was thinking like, I don't know, Archibald.
Because like Archie is a name, but I was like, buff? But when I read his pun was archaeology buff, I was like, okay. So honestly, I take it back. I think this is a really
it's funny though.
It is funny. But I don't know.
We could put it at the very beginning of really, and then maybe revisit it later, because it's not an obvious.
We got to put it after Jackhammer, because like those three are pretty really.
I mean, Acro and Bat too, if you ask me, but because I don't know, Archie Buff, it's not super obvious if you didn't really think about it. But if you knew his character, then maybe you probably could have put it together, but
I don't think I got it in the moment.
I probably didn't.
we honestly should do his daughter next, because I feel like I got hers in the moment.
Oh, that's his
her
daughter.
Name is the next character is Army Buff.
She was obsessed with like the army and the military
because her mom
stuff.
Was a sergeant, I think.
That has to go in really.
That's
honestly.
A really.
Although, like, she was a good character. Like, I liked her, but yeah, Army Buff, that one was real obvious.
That was very obvious. Like, the spelling of Army is kind of cute.
Yeah, but it is.
I feel like that's one of the names where if I saw like a celebrity name their kid Army, I'd be like, really? So, yeah. The next name is Believe in Me.
That's going in the bottom tier, bro. I could not believe what I was reading.
Could not believe.
Believe in me. Believe in me. Capcom.
Really? Really?
Really, y'all.
Next name is Bucky. Is it pronounced wheat for the pun?
I thought it was.
Or is it?
I thought it was wet.
Wet. Okay.
Yeah. Bucky wet. Because.
Buckwheat. And that was like the style, the thing that they used. Was it noodles? What's the name? Okay.
Soba, I think.
Or, yeah, soba. It was soba. I think it was soba. Was there another pun?
I don't know, though.
There might have been a double pun for his. I can't remember, to be honest.
If there is, we'll just put it in the video version. Put it on the screen. But Bucky, I don't know, because it should be wheat, but that just doesn't read as.
It doesn't help that there's no voice acting in the game, so I don't know what the intention is for the pronunciation, unless someone in a concept art book wrote it out. So
wasn't he drunk a lot?
Yeah.
So could you say, or like, he didn't really have a life? So could you say he was a wet noodle?
I mean, that was probably also a pun because he made soba.
Yeah. So Bucky. What? It's not a good name.
I don't like that.
But it's not. Yeah, I feel like it's kind of mid. Just because Bucky is not that bad a name.
Yeah. All right. Next name. Names. Bonnie and Betty DeFemme. Their name pun, they're twins. I don't think I typed anything specifically, but their name puns are a little less obvious, which automatically kind of makes me feel like it goes lower. But I think Bonnie was like another way to describe like a like an attractive woman, and then Betty was a way. It was like they both have something to do with type, like archetypes of women, which they kind of played at with their roles in the game. And DeFemme was like DeFame because they were trying to destroy another character's reputation. So like with those two ideologies, you know, it kind of works.
Because you said Bonnie and Betty are archetypes of women, but one is a positive connotation and the other one's negative, because one sister was like
Bonnie is the positive, Betty's negative. Also, what makes this a little higher for me is that Bonnie sounds like Bunny, and her character had bunny ears. Well, both of them did. And I think bunnies are also kind of stereotypically seen as like the weaker, the prey, and she was always getting bullied by her sister because she didn't really have a backbone.
And Betty sounds like,
and Betty's like baddie, and she had like bat hair. So honestly,
I'd say that was actually pretty clever.
Pretty clever,
because there's a lot to that. It's just not obvious. So I'd say maybe. Would you say it's solid, or would you say that the jury's out on this one? Like, because I want to give it to them because it was clever, but it's not obvious, so it's easiest for them to miss.
Unless you already are thinking along those lines of, like, women archetypes. Like, I don't know.
The jury's out.
Jury's out on that one. Next name is Ellen Wyatt.
This one, for me, probably it has to be solid just because I would not have gotten the reference, but when I got it, it was actually pretty good.
Yeah, she was a bride or bride-to-be, and her pun is, like, all in white.
Because she was wearing a wedding dress.
And I was like,
Ellen Wyatt. Like, that's such a normal name, so I wouldn't have thought Ellen Wyatt, all in white. So, that's actually
it's
pretty good.
It's kind of clever.
It makes you want to go, really, but
yeah,
they
it's
put
like,
some thought
it's
into
the
this
kombucha
one.
Girl meme. It's like...
So, I don't know. They put some thought in it.
I feel like it kind of deserves a solid.
I'm fine with that.
At the very least, jury's out, but...
No, it's solid. Now, we probably should have did this guy next to his brother, but...
Gasp in Pain. Does that need to be explained? He was similar to his brother in the big talk, but like you get destroyed immediately in court because you're not actually anything. Winston Payne, Gaston Payne.
They got to go side by side just because their puns are the same, but...
Where did they put him?
Probably put him in... Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, we put him in solid.
What were we thinking? I mean, I'm not...
I don't remember why.
I don't know.
But... Oh, I think it's because, like, Winston and Payne as individual names sounded...
Oh, yeah, normal, probably.
Fine, but Gaston...
And then also it really went with his character, so... Yeah.
Darn, because it does go with his character, too. He was a little worse, to be honest, though. Because he was in a sixth game.
Oh.
So, like, he was about to literally get Phoenix killed, and he was okay with that.
So you want to put him in jury?
Like, I'm putting you out of your career.
He yeah, was he
like,
was I'm a little bit more life. Persistent.
Oh. Yeah, because Gaspin, I'm...
Is not a name.
Well, if it is, I'm sorry to whoever's named Gaspin. But I'm like, oh, it's not. It's kind of a mid name, like Gaspin, but it does fit the character.
Yeah, as a pun, it's pretty funny.
We have to do him last.
Yeah, I was. I'm anyway, glad you agree because I was. Gonna
so
say
next
that.
Name is. I'm trying not to read it with like the Japanese pronunciation because I don't think it's supposed to be. But
Geru
Tornado. So. The other ones that go along with her name will be in the next part, so it'll make more sense as, like, together. But her name pun, all of them, had to do with wind, because Tornado is, like, tornado, and Geru is gale. So, like, gale, wind, tornado, they just went with the whole theme. And this was Rakugo, which we'll put a little definition probably. So it's traditionally Japanese. So they just made all of their stage names sound Japanese. And I'm like, you know, they really said tornado.
But you know what? So Geru, whatever. Tornado is not, like, it does not sound like a name at all.
Like Gale Tornado.
But I appreciated the naming conventions of this pun. Because it went across different people.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of feel like it's solid, but it's just not a good name. But as a yeah. pun, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And was she the one where there was just gusts of wind randomly and it would make her like move, or am I not thinking of her?
I don't think so, but maybe. But I'm thinking about that. She did balloon art.
So no, because the judge. That she was the girl that the judge was like being partial to. Because...
Yeah, he was basically letting her get away with stuff because she's pretty.
Okay, so all right, but not the random wind.
Has a figure. I don't know. I don't even know who had the random wind. I can't think of who that is.
No, I'm thinking about her. It's just I was the wind, the random wind. Just I don't know where I got that from, but she's who I was thinking about.
Okay.
I don't know where are we putting her. Where do you think she should go?
I mean, honestly, I don't know why they made wind as the theme.
I don't know. They just picked one and stuck with it.
Because, like, I feel like that part doesn't really fit the characters and, like, the whole troupe of actors. Like, I don't really get what the wind... Maybe it actually has something to do with Rakugo, but I don't think it does. So I feel like that was kind of just arbitrary.
So this kind of mid, huh?
Is more like Jurisaw or mid, but I like how they made... Geru Tornado. And it's also not her like real name, so I can't really say, oh, you're ruining the trash. Out. I feel like it's Jury's Out.
Just because, again, the pun goes across multiple people, yeah. Or like more than one person. And that's kind of creative.
All right, next. Man of Mystery.
Really?
That's a really.
Man of Mystery.
Like, the last name is just like, it's just in your, it's just Mystery.
Yeah, put them on the bottom.
So silly. And for what?
And we are going to be ending on a strong one.
The name of all time. And I'm actually really glad it ended up when I cut the names in half. He ended up making this one. I have to read his name separately because it's too small to see it. All right. This character, his name in the game was Inga Karkul Kudain III, because he was part of a royal line, the Kudain, right? It wasn't Kurain, that was the other one.
Right.
Okay, Kudain was like the royal family. So that's what we knew him as for the longest time. But his official government name came out. And we are just going to have to put it in text because there's just no way to understand it without seeing it and hearing it at the same time. But his full name is Inga Karkul. How could this name be any longer or more pompous than it already is?
Kurain the Third. This has got to be Capcom's craziest.
Cooked. This was like the first name. It cooked because, number one, why does his name have to be that long? But it's the fact that they said that. Like, his name is the fact that his name is obnoxious. And I just think that's so funny. Like,
I mean, this is either the biggest really or, okay, Capcom, we gotta give you this one. Like, you really sat there and spelled this out. Gave this man this name for what reason? So if you want to put it in S tier, like, if you want to make...
I had two pictures of him because I would put one in really because, like, are you serious? But also, this just took too much thought. Like, they really sat their pens on fire, hands trembling because they can't contain the power, and made this name. Like,
and there's really just no reason his name needed to be that long, right? Or was it a plot device?
No, I don't think it. I don't think there was any. I don't even remember who said his name. It was probably.
I think it was his wife.
Gaudon.
I think, yeah.
It was probably her. But I don't even know why she said it.
I don't know either. Man, all right.
There's just no reason. And I think that's just adding to the humor.
We got to put him in the top and the bottom, I feel like. Like you said.
Yeah, I'll get another picture and it'll be updated on the next one.
I want to say it has to be crazy. The first, really. I want to say it's crazy that he's the first Capcom cooked, but at the same time.
He was the first one I thought to put in that.
Too. I gotta, yeah.
I gotta hand it to him. I would have never, if they paid me like $1,000, I still don't think I could have came up with something like that. Like, I just know the creative team all had a standing ovation after they came up with that name. They were like, bro, we can't get any better than this.
All right. That is part one of so much longer this tier list. Yeah, this is probably our longest episode yet. If y'all stuck to the end. Thank you. It is really hard to not elaborate and talk like too much on Ace Attorney because like we just love Ace Attorney.
I could just talk about it. Like, this could just be a series. Like, I could just ramble about this for days. But
yeah, on a related note podcast, no, this is just the Ace Attorney podcast. but yeah, so part two will be our next episode.
Hopefully shorter.
Yeah,
I'll try not to ramble as much.
I can't promise, though.
No promises.
So hopefully this was enjoyable and y'all wouldn't mind sitting through another long one, but, you know, yeah. We'll try to keep it shorter.
And if you've never heard of Ace Attorney or never got into it because it wasn't on your radar and you just thought these names were entertaining to listen to, then thank you for sticking around if you're still here.
Yeah, I'll say the main characters don't have, their names have meanings and they're thoughtful, but they're not necessarily funny puns.
They're
so.
References and like symbolisms, but they're not puns to make this list.
Right, so the game is not just this silly.
This is mostly full of side characters.
So, anyway, stay tuned for our next episode. And,
Somewhere down the line.
Yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Related Note Pod. Look for us, Related Note Pod, on anywhere that you listen to your podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever. And from Mecha Mia and the Frog Prince,
until we yap again.
Bye.